Beautiful looking weekend on tap. Sunny skies, 80 degrees today, Saturday, and Sunday. Itty bitty chance of rain coming back into the forecast on Sunday. And Larry Weber, no doubt, has a whole bunch of things that we could be doing and looking for and enjoying while we are outside this weekend. Good morning there, Mr. Weber.
Yes, I would recommend getting outside this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be terrific. The 80 degrees has been about the warmest we've had for this entire month of July. The official high for the month, 86 degrees, happened way back on the first week. However, July is going to be like June when it's finally all the statistics looked at the end of the month. It's going to be a little bit cooler than normal. I thought it was just been a beautiful July. We have had plenty of rain. Since I last spoke with you, we had a really interesting storm that came over last Friday night. And for a while, it just poured down, and my rain gauge here recorded 1 3/4 inches of rain. The Weather Service was a little less than that, but put together with the earlier rainfall for the month, July will be above normal in rain. Even if we don't get another drop in these last few days, it will still be above normal. So above normal rain and a little bit cooler temperatures, it's been a beautiful July. Another thing that happened since we last spoke weather-wise that not everybody appreciates, but I just absolutely love, and that was on the 24th. That was last Monday. We woke to a terrific fog, a fog that just hung in for a few hours. Oh, I just absolutely love those. We are now approaching August. I refer to it as awesome August because there's just so much that happens then. But one of the neat things that happens in August is we get plenty of foggy mornings. Now, there's lots of beautiful things about fog, but the thing that really stands out for me is the spider webs. The spider webs have been out there for the last few weeks. Spiders have been growing as we go through summer. And then as we get into late summer, they reach their maturity. The webs are large. There's lots of them. And it takes the foggy and the heavy dew for them to settle onto the webs for us to see them. And the foggy mornings are just outstanding for that. Last Monday morning was a terrific example of that, and we get to look forward to more of those. We also get to look forward to the days getting a little bit shorter. We are now at about 15 hours of daylight. This is down from almost an hour from late June, and as we get into August, it will get quicker. It will more quickly get shorter days. The response to that is interesting. Some late-season things have been showing up. You mentioned butterflies. I've been seeing lots of butterflies as well. But the one that I've been noticing this week is a late-season one that every year shows up about late July. It's a very dark-looking butterfly, almost black. But when you get it to slow down and take a look at it more closely, you'll see that it's really kind of a lighter color than that. But this is a butterfly called the common wood nymph, and every year they show up late in the season like this. They're very large, usually out in the edges of fields. And then another one that showed up this past week is a type of dragonfly called the meadow hawk. They are also associated with later in the season. There's even one called the autumn meadow hawk. And then, of course, this is the time where we see some movement of birds. I've been mentioning before that it's not too early to start to see some migration. I did not see migration on my walk this morning, but what I did see was family units that were feeding together, which is another common thing at this time. Bird song is almost completely gone. I heard a trio still out there singing this morning, a red-eyed vireo, a song sparrow, and yellow throat, but for the most part, they are on their way down. In the world of herps, the frogs and so forth, this has been an amazing week. No less than three different places did I see the emergence of the tiny toads and frogs. Spring peepers, wood frog, and American toad, all three of them, three different places, very tiny. They come out of the water, and they start hopping around. They're no bigger than a cricket, and it almost looks like at first that's what they are. But they have to get out there and start making it on their own. We have frogs that never leave the water, but for the most part, most of our frogs will come up on land. And the three I mentioned, spring peeper, wood frog, and American toad, are all going to come up on land. Other things of note, we are getting plenty of berries. I've been picking raspberries and blueberries every day. June berries are out there as well, but they're a little bit of, I have to travel a little bit to get to them. Pin cherry starting to come about. And then there's a number of them in the woods that we don't eat that are also coming ripe. This is the time when other seeds start showing up. Many of the wildflowers that were blooming earlier in the summer are now coming to seed. A good example are the clovers coming to seed. The trees still have some flower in the world of basswood, but where I'm sitting right now, I look out at a mountain maple that's just covered with its own types of seeds, these samaras that we call helicopter things. Other things of note in the wildflowers, milkweed and fireweed are really own July. Boy, to me, they are the most dominant flowers along the roadside. Well, the fireweeds have really shown something. I always told my students they should be called calendar plant because what they do is they start to bloom early in the month, and then the blossoms are low on the flowering spike that sticks up at the top. And then as we go through the month, the blossoms keep on climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. And now we're getting the blossoms high up toward the top of the flowering spike. And I go by them every day, and there is a change every day. They keep on getting higher. Now, the lower ones that bloomed earlier will soon be forming seeds. Usually by early August, they start opening up with their furry type of seeds. Other plants of note are the late summer wildflowers, goldenrods. I've now seen four kinds in bloom, sunflowers, three kinds in bloom, asters, three kinds in bloom. So whenever they start showing up, it shows that we are moving on. Also, despite all the rain that we've had in July, I haven't seen really the proliferation of mushrooms like I hoped to see. They are out there. There is several kind out there. I have seen some interesting ones, including the amanitas and the chanterelles, but I have not seen in the numbers that I expect to see. I think we will as we get into this new awesome month. So, yeah, Lisa, get out there and enjoy the weekend and look forward to a terrific, awesome August coming up.
I certainly will, Larry. Thank you so much. As usual, we'll talk again next week. Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, educator, all-around great guy, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.